This is like the PPK people or whatever it is up in Waltham, Massachusetts or whatever that make guns. And because, Jimmy Joe Bob shot somebody in Houston, they want to sue the gun manufacturer because Jimmy Joe Bob got a hold of his gun.
It's so crazy. It's like, if that were a defense, then I could defend people for murder based on saying, well, it wasn't my client that killed the guy. It was the gun.
Yeah. But course, more specifically, the bullet.
Right. That's what the gun would say. The gun would say, I was way over here.
Actually, he killed himself when he bled to death.
Right.
Exactly. He got in the way of the trajectory of my bullet.
And of course, the cartridge manufacturer can say, no, it wasn't me. See, I let the bullet part go.
The gunpowder.
The gunpowder guy, no, it wasn't me. No. I gave him a shove, but
that's
I mean,
that's right.
I gave him a shove.
The lead just kept on going on its own.
I told him not to do that. I told him to stop. I said, no, I'll give you a little shove, but as soon as you get out the barrel, drop dead. That's right. You're supposed to come out and just fall on the floor, man. What are you doing going through that guy's head?
It's the law of inertia. Take it to court.
That's right. I say that's a law we can do without. That's right, Newton's second law? I don't think so. I call it Newton's second theory. You guys are just